International travel can be daunting for anyone, but imagine taking more than 100 musicians halfway across the globe, along with their expensive, sometimes bulky, instruments. The Boston Symphony Orchestra this week embarks on a 4-city, 6-concert tour of Japan. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited the Symphony Hall basement to see how an orchestra packs up.
Those are our viola cases, and the violin cases are here. They're similar, but you can fit 6.
It's BSO stage manager John Demick's job to make sure every instrument gets where it needs to go in Japan.
So as you can see inside these, they have individual combination locks, and they're very well padded.
Bulky trunks and cases on wheels of various sizes fill Symphony Hall's sprawling basement.
We travel with about 27,000 pounds of gear, the valuation of which is somewhere around $20 million.
The gear and instruments range from precious, delicate violins to some orchestra behemoths. Assistant principal bassist Larry Wolf stands next to his double bass case.
I'm 6'4", and this case is easily 7 feet tall, about 3 feet deep, and about 2.5 feet wide. And I'm in a room full of these cases, and yes, all these cases are the size of coffins.
Wolf's been with the BSO for nearly 50 years and remembers when the orchestra used to fly on the same planes with their instruments. Now, most of their gear travels separately, first in 2 climate-controlled tractor trailers, then in cargo planes. Everything Wolf will need goes into this case.
As I open this case, it's very well suited for all manner of clothes and little cubbies for shoes, aspirin, cough drops, water, bow ties. Oh, there they are. I just throw some old strings that are very much worn out, but just in case. Repair tools, because we all have to learn to do field repairs on these instruments if necessary.
An even more cumbersome instrument to travel with is the timpani. Tim Jenna shows me the 8 bright blue trunks that hold those 250-pound kettle drums. He won't see them until he gets to Japan, which is how he likes it, after witnessing a nerve-wracking incident with some local handlers helping out on another international tour.
One guy wheeling the timpani up onto a truck, because the cases were on the truck already, and the timpani almost fell off. They caught it. Some guy caught it, but it was just dumb luck that he caught it. So I was like, okay, I don't want to see it. I'll have a heart attack.
Big instruments are just one of the many logistical challenges. Stage manager John Demick also points to increased restrictions for some older instruments that have parts made from endangered species.
Things like ivory, rosewood, parambuco wood, Varanus, which is water monitor lizard, which some people have on their frogs on their bows.
A frog is the end part of a stringed instrument's bow. According to the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, the BSO must document any affected instruments, which could be inspected by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service along the way. Often, these pieces are replaced before going abroad. Violinist Bonnie Buick says her bow seemed to have some lizard on it.
And so I took it to my bow person who rehears my bows, and he took one look at it, and he said, you know, that's plastic. So I was off the hook there. But yes, some people had pegs that were rosewood, so they had to swap that out.
Standing next to her red wardrobe trunk, Buick says she's confident her violin and the rest of the BSO's instruments will make it safe and sound to Japan.
They are really valuable and amazing instruments, but it's kind of like your briefcase. You know, it's your tools of the trade.
Most of the BSO musicians arrive in Japan tomorrow, where they'll reunite with their instruments in time to rehearse before the first concert of their tour, which is in Nagoya on Friday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.